We're now joined by our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. I think Costa Rican, right? Are you Costa Rican, Henry? Anyway, we've got stories to tell you, Henry, of what's been going on in the Hudson. Yeah, what's been going on in the Hudson River this week? Temperatures. Yeah, the temperatures, according to the Stevens Institute, at Skodek Island were between 74 and 79 degrees in the river. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that on August 4th, Robert Bordeaux, founder of the American Wind Symphony Orchestra, met with in Kingston about possibly relocating a floating concert venue to the Hudson River city. Buffalo and cities in France and Italy are also talking to Bordeaux about moving the floating concert stage there. In a previous article in the Chicago Tribune, Bordeaux said that Kingston is, quote, a perfect place, unquote, for the Point Counterpoint 2 boat because the community is, quote, going through a very creative time, unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Yeah, you like classical music? The Washington Post reports a huge steam generator made its way down the Hudson River to a New Jersey power plant this week. The $195 million heat recovery steam generator started its cruise at the port of Coymans in Albany County August 7th. It passed under all five Hudson bridges by the next day. The generator is 130 feet tall or 40 meters tall and weighs 8 million pounds or 3.6 million kilograms. It arrived without incident in New Jersey. Read the full story in the Washington Post. Yet, you saw that barge? Emily Masters is reporting in the Times Union that state investigators have determined that pilot error and poor weather conditions caused an Albany-bound barge to run aground on the Hudson River in April. The vessel was carrying more than 60,000 barrels of refined gasoline at the time. The State Department of Environmental Conservation report on the grounding near Dutchman's Landing in Catskill was released on Thursday, August 10th. No fuel leak as a result of the accident and no violations of environmental law were found. At the time of the crash, the barge was being towed by the tugboat Meredith C. Reiner. Tug's captain, Stephen Hardy, was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and neither he or any crew members faced charges in connection with the crash. Read the full story in the Times Union. These have been our Hudson River stories for this week. Tune in again next week for stories about the Hudson River told to Henry the Hudson Whale.